Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is a City Commission Day here on the program, as the City Commission has a meeting tonight, 7 o'clock in City Hall. And not each Tuesday, but every couple Tuesdays, we get a preview of that meeting here on the morning show. And we are talking to Ron Fear here today. He is the Manhattan City Manager. And joins us in studio. First time in quite a while.
It has been. It's good to see you, Brandon. And good to you, Dave.
Good to have you here. And we'll be hopefully joined by Mayor Wynn Butler here shortly. He's got the invite, so we'll see if he shows up here in studio or on Zoom here. But good stuff going on right now. We're hard to believe we just got into the fourth quarter, Mr. Fear. Can you believe it?
It's been a quick year, absolutely. It's things have gone by quickly, and yeah, it's hard to believe that we're in the last quarter of 21.
Mm. Well, just before we get started on the agenda, I thought we might just kind of glance over the sales tax numbers you got here. Of course, these come out each month, and it's 2 months behind. But numbers, I didn't take a deep look into them here, but it looks like for the most part, continuing what we've seen in the past few months.
It has. It's been a great trend that we've started. As I was looking at it, it is down a little bit from actually the overall sales tax numbers are up about 17.3% compared to 2019. And then, excuse me, that was 2020, and about 4.6 over 2019. And what I was going to say was that one of the interesting aspects is that if you just look at a 1 cent sales tax, which the city has a little bit more than that, but that's kind of how we track it because it's the constant, because some of the other sales tax revenue percentages change from the special sales taxes. So historically, we've tracked the 1 cent, and we've hit our 6 month of revenue exceeding $1 million for that 1 cent sales tax, and that's really a good deal. Compared to last year, there were 2 months total that hit that target, and even when we look back at 19, there were only 4 months in the whole year where that target was met. So that's good results to have as a result of that. It does show that recovering fairly well. The compensating use tax, which is an indicator of our online sales, was up also 23% over 2020. 19's not a real good comparison because some of the state laws to help collect that revenue weren't really in place then. But I think it's also would show that maybe more folks are doing a little more brick-and-mortar shopping, which is good, help support local businesses. But those online taxes are holding as well. And our special district revenues were also up compared to 20 and 19. So all in all, pleased with the sales tax report. That's the one that's harder to gauge, but we rely on heavily. So we're sitting year-to-date with a surplus of about $600,000 over what we had budgeted. Of course, we budgeted a flat budget last year in August when we set that budget. So I anticipated that it would obviously be better than that, but this is certainly out of the months that we've had to date. So we've had 9 months now of collections, and all but two of those had more revenue than we had budgeted for. So compared to previous years, that hasn't been the case. So we're very pleased about that.
All right. Well, I wonder if this next quarter here with the holidays, if this is traditionally maybe where you see a little more of a spike in terms of those sales tax dollars.
So traditionally, again, one of the issues is that there's a 2 month lag,
sure,
in collecting that. So typically that those January, February sales taxes are really the ones that reflect the November, December holiday season. But generally speaking, one of the things that we typically see is, from fall activities. So students back to campus, all the sporting events that happen on campus. So traditionally the check for October has generally been one, even last year and the year before, which that 1% has been over $1 million. So that's I would expect that trend to continue, and typically those last 3 months collections have been strong as well. The two highest traditionally have been that January and February, which does reflect more holiday shopping.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to keep watching that because, of course, this past weekend we had the big Oklahoma game, and boy, that's about the most full I've ever experienced the Bill. Of course, I've only lived here 3 years, but yeah, it was amazing to see that and just all the people here in town. We haven't seen that in a long time. It's been different.
Yeah, it was a much smaller group last year, obviously, for the football games and a lot different circumstances. So, the good news is a lot of our COVID data is improving. So we've had reductions in the spread and the number of cases. So those are all some positive things that are occurring, even though we've had these, big crowds.
How key is it having, I know, and there was an open house last week on this, but that new hotel down in Aggieville, how important is that going to be to have to keep these trends going?
Oh, I think it'll be very helpful. So we've got certainly that's an area that is recovering. Our transient guest tax, our hotel and lodging and entertainment industry was hurt the hardest. So having full stadiums and big events for fall activities and in-person type activities is very important for them. So having the ability for the lodging industry to get back up on its feet will certainly be important, as we are, we were down about 35% to 40% in transient guest tax last year. That's starting to recover, but it's been a slow recovery for sure. There's still a lot of not as many meetings and activities occurring and conferences yet. So,
all right. Well, I know we talked about that, I think last month, about when does it become a trend here? When do you start feeling more like you're starting to see things kind of turn around?
Well, certainly 5 months in a row over $1 million, I think, is a good trend. So, to say that that's going to continue, it's certainly been strong. Again, that the online sales component adds to that as well. So that seems to be healthy. So it would appear that folks are re-engaging in our economy, and so that's a good sign. And I think it is showing a positive trend.
All right, very good. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation here with City Manager Ron Fear. We'll see if we get a hold of Wynn Butler as well. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.